For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need my NBA minute tonight. There was such high-level basketball being played yesterday in Denver, Colorado, between the Clippers and the Nuggets. I know some of you have kids that are in junior high. Some of you have kids that are in high school that play basketball. What I want you to do today is I want you to go pick them up from school right now. I don't care. Oh, they got off at 3:30. Go pick them up from school right now. You don't want to hear about their day. I want you to pull up YouTube on your phone, and I want you to show them the Kawhi Leonard highlights from last night. Because these kids think that you got to have some dribble bag and dribble package. You know what Kawhi Leonard is? The best in the NBA at doing? I'm going to get to my spot on the floor. I'm going to shoot it, and you cannot guard me. When he's playing like how he was yesterday, he's one of the 5 best players in the NBA. And it is unfortunate that injuries have taken so much greatness away from us with Kawhi Leonard. But yesterday was a friendly reminder of how good he is when he is healthy. He was amazing last night. That's on one side of it. You guys want to talk about that brick that Christian Brown threw up yesterday? Because Christian Brown had a chance to help the Nuggets go up 2-0. Wide open. Had a chance to be a hero. He looked like Carlton in that episode of Fresh Prince. Michael Porter even played kind of well yesterday. He looked like he wanted to be there and rebounded a little bit. A very, very fun series between the Clippers and the Nuggets. I think that's the best series so far in round one. Another thing, and I know I may be going longer than my NBA minute, why do we never talk about the NBA ratings when they're positive? There was a smear campaign toward the NBA in January and February. You guys remember it? We were talking about the NBA like it was on the brink of bankruptcy, like it was going to end. It was the number one story in sports. The playoff ratings are up 17% to start. I even go on ESPN. It's not even on the side headlines. Why do we do this with the NBA? It doesn't make any sense to me. It has been a great start to the NBA playoffs, and I am excited for it to continue. That is my NBA minute for tonight.
Maybe this is me using NFL and football logic and holding it against Kawhi, because the NBA and NFL are very different sports. I acknowledge that.
You're about to start hating. I feel it coming.
When he's healthy, he's great. But isn't your best ability availability? And he's got marginal availability. Do we think he's having another game? Like, what do we think more is likely? He misses a game this series or does that again? Because I would bet if you head over to FanDuel, if they would actually take bets on this, he's minus 105 to miss a game this series due to injury.
That's hate.
And he's plus 260 to have that sort of night again.
That's hate.
Because that's the story of Kawhi. And you're right. He'll go into the Hall of Fame, which good for him.
I mean, he's one of the. I mean, he was one of the NBA 75. He's one.
I mean,
of
everyone goes
he's
in. The NBA Hall of Fame is.
No, I'm
gets
saying
in.
Is he was on the NBA 75.
I know he's
when Kawhi
in.
Leonard is healthy, he's one of the greatest basketball players we have ever seen.
But that's the thing; he's never healthy.
That's true. I can't argue that.
I feel
at least not with the Clippers. He's never been healthy.
I feel like maybe he's not a what if because he has a title and he's in the NBA 75. That's not fair to call him a what if, but. He's got some what-if energy, because if he was healthy, if his body held up like LeBron, and, man, that's an extreme standard, we would talk about him very, very differently. But the fact that I know it's hate, the fact that I can confidently say, I don't know he's going to play every game this series because of his health, and you really can't push back, is a sign of the problem with Kawhi.
You know what I am going to push back? Did you know that Kawhi has only missed 5 games since Valentine's Day? Now, he was not healthy the first part of the season, like, at all. Like, didn't play in October, November, December. Since he's come back, he has been mostly healthy for the Clippers.
Half a season. Whoop-de-woo.
Nope.
That half he missed does count. Like, I get what you're saying. He's been healthy since Valentine's Day, and that's impressive because it's a string we've never seen before. But the games in October, November, December, as much as we don't watch them, we don't care about them, they do count. So when we look at his basketball reference page in 5 years, it's not going to show February 14th to April 22nd, played tons of games. It's going to say DNP, October, November, December.
And all of that is fair. He is playing in this series, though.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.